On this episode of the Grizz Podcast, I give you a quick update on what's been going down in my life over the holiday season. And I throw in some bite-sized chunks of meat to guide, encourage, and equip you if your holiday season sucked. And the main thing I dive into is trying to help you understand some of the dangers of ignoring a porn habit or addiction, whatever you want to call it, and what you as a Christian man need to do about it. This is episode 112. Happy New Year, and don't let porn ruin it. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Today is Monday, January 4th, 2021, and I'm coming at you from my home office, aka the Grizz Cave. I hope you are doing well, my friends, and I hope you had a good and relaxing Christmas and New Year celebration with your family and friends. But I do know for a fact that some of you did not. It was far from that because, well, you know, that's just the reality of living in a fallen world with fallen people and fallen bodies, with fallen minds, with fallen angels all around us in the unseen realm who are doing all they can to wreak havoc in people's lives. Ephesians 6:12. That is reality. So maybe the holidays absolutely sucked for you. Maybe it was filled with disappointment, frustration, anxiety, tension, conflict, arguments, etc. Man, I get it. I've been there. I mean, this is why I think we all laugh so much at Christmas movies like Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase and that one that my wife loves so much. It's called Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. You know, we see those jacked up and dysfunctional families, and most of us were cracking up laughing because we can relate to them in so many ways. And those jacked up and dysfunctional families let us know that we're not the only ones, right? I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect family. To some degree, all families are jacked up or dysfunctional. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. The other night on New Year's Day, my older brother and his wife and his adult son came over for dinner and some drinks and just a time to hang out, talk, relax, and it wasn't a bad time by any means. My brother and I, we laughed over some old memories, you know, particularly some old memories hunting together with some old friends and our older brother who passed away a couple years ago. But, you know, I will say my side of the family, we got issues for sure. And my wife's side of the family, same thing. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, and all I can do with my family is try to be some sort of a light. You know what I mean? To try to love people where they're at. And that's not easy. I mean, because there have been times at family gatherings where I felt like I needed to speak up and say something that I know certain family members may not like, And there have been times when I've actually left family gatherings because I just couldn't deal with some things that were being said or some of the drama or whatever. And man, I feel like I'm constantly asking God to help me to know when to speak up and when to keep my mouth shut. And if I do speak up about something that ain't right, then man, it's like I'm constantly praying that God will help me say it in the right way. You know what I mean? Like in love, say it with grace, because there have been times, plenty of times, that I definitely haven't done that. There have been some times that I really screwed things up and I've said the first thing that's come to mind, and I hate that. You know, it's just foolish. I know better. Words are powerful, man. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, just the power that words have to either bring hope, comfort, guidance, insight, correction, encouragement, or words can bring things like anger, tension, conflict, division, discouragement, despair, you know? I mean, that's why we're told by the Apostle James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of course, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And you've probably heard this before, but there's a reason why God gave us two ears and one mouth. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all that to say, I do hope that you had a good and relaxing holiday season. But if you didn't, then I'm just letting you know, dude, I get it. It happens. It's reality. Been there many times with my family. And you know, one thing I've been learning is that not every day is a good day, but there's good in every day. Not every day is a good day, but there's good in every day. You just have to find it. And when you find it, you need to focus on it. And you need to take a moment and thank God for that good part of the day. I don't care if it's as simple as, you know, a few moments of peace and calm while you sip a hot cup of Rove coffee. Hang on, I need to do that right now. Or if it's even a good piece of steak, you know, it hits your taste buds. And in that moment, the whole universe is aligned perfectly. Or for me, some days, many days, it's later in the evening and I get like a 15-minute hot Epsom salt bath, because that really helps with a lot of my pain, my soreness, but it also helps me detox. And typically, during those moments of a hot Epsom salt bath, I am pretty relaxed and it's a good moment. And so, again, it's just, it's so easy for us to focus on the bad or the negative parts of our day, the problems, the pain, the suffering, the injustices, and I can easily do it too. I got to constantly fight against that in my battle with late-stage Lyme disease. And you've got to battle against it too with whatever it is that you're going through. It's like we literally have to reprogram our mental hard drive, because for the majority of us, that's not our default programming, to focus on the good parts of the day and rejoice and give thanks for them. Our default programming for most of us is to focus on what's not going right in our lives. That makes me think of that verse in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, where the Apostle Paul says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Man, that phrase, "in all circumstances." Dude, that's coming from a guy who spent many nights in pain in a cold, dark, and damp prison cell for the sake of the gospel. It's coming from a guy who was literally beaten with rods more than once and had rocks thrown at him to the point that he was on the ground and people left him to die. And he's the one who says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus in all circumstances. Dude, that takes some serious focus and effort. And we got to ask God to help us with finding the good in our day and giving thanks. It's not what's natural for us. So, like I said, not every day is a good day, but there's good in every day.
Drop!
Anyway, what else has been going on with the Grizz? Oh, yeah. My son, Noah, he got the new PS5 for Christmas. And, man, that was super hard to get. I mean, there were four of us trying to get one of those for him. He was trying. My wife was trying. I was trying. And my good friend Matt Ickes in Texas, he was trying. Now, Matt's got some top secret connections that I can't talk about on the air because they would, like, kill me, kill my dog, you know what I'm saying, John Wick style. Anyway, Matt actually got it for us. He got the PS5, and he contacted me and was like, "How much do you love me?" And the moment I saw that text, I knew what that was code for. I knew that he had the goods, and I wired him the money, and it was a done deal. You know what I'm saying? El Chapo style. The PS5 literally arrived on Christmas Eve via FedEx, and my son couldn't believe it. He was ecstatic because he knows how hard it really was to get one this year. And he's been playing a lot of that that new game, the new Call of Duty game. Looks really cool. It's based around the Cold War. I want to try it out and play the campaign version. I don't want to play against people because I'll just get crushed. But I need to play the campaign version and do it like on the most beginner level there is. Like if there's a beginner level to the beginner level, that's what I need to do because I don't know what I'm doing. I just want to go shoot the bad guys, and I don't play video games like I used to. I'm not anti-video games, but, you know, I think they can be a good pleasure to enjoy, you know, a good and fun break from reality. No different than playing a game of chess, which I love to do, and I did the other day. My son beat me twice. It's so sad, dude. I used to crush him in chess. Or, you know, playing some Texas Hold'em. You know, playing video games can be a good pleasure to enjoy. That's my point. But with anything like that, you just got to be balanced. Moderation is key. Make sure it doesn't become an obsession or something that's keeping you from doing what's most important in your life. You know, from obtaining your goals. You know, you're just like playing video games all day, all night, living in your parents' house. Like, yeah, you're a punk. All right, so you need to make some serious changes. Anyway, what else? For Christmas, I got my wife a gift card to get herself some new clothes because she loves clothes. And also got her a gift card to do like a full day at the spa, whatever she wants. Massage, get her nails done, facial, I don't know, whatever she wants to do. And bottom line is you got to take care of Mama Bear. You guys know what I'm saying? Got to take care of Mama Bear. And for Christmas, my wife got me a really cool pic that I wanted of a grizzly bear that's in the wild catching a salmon. And the photo was taken by professional wildlife photographer Drew Hamilton. And I have entitled the photo, "A Day at the Sushi Bar." And Drew had the picture enlarged on a nice canvas, and he autographed the bottom of it for me. He's a cool dude, man. He's up in Alaska. He's also got a really cool beard, and you should check out his work on Instagram. His username is DrewHH, DrewHH, at DrewHH. I'm not kidding. His work really is incredible, like world-renowned stuff. All sorts of wildlife photography. Order something for your man cave. And Drew and I made an online friendship. And one day, Lord willing, when I'm feeling well enough to do so, I'm heading up to Alaska for a big adventure. And when I do, it's got to be like 2 weeks minimum. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do a quickie to Alaska. Like, I want to stay there for a while and take it all in, savor it. I don't want to be rushed. And I want to do some up-close and personal photography of grizzly bears. I want Drew to guide me in that, you know. And I also want to do some hunting or maybe fishing. I want to stay in a really cool cabin on the water. I would love for my son to be with me, but if that's not going to happen, maybe some good friends, you know, members of the Grizz tribe. It's a bucket list thing, man. I want to go to Alaska. Speaking of Alaska, this past week I had a brother in Alaska reach out to me via email. He was working through the Covenant Eyes 40-day challenge app. It's called Overcome Porn. Some of you know about it. You've gotten the app. You've been through it. I did some writing for a portion of that 40-day challenge, and my contact info is in there. And so this brother from Alaska reached out to me. I'm always happy to get some email from brothers, from other mothers around the world. And the dude actually builds like legit fishing and crabbing boats up in Alaska. Like, it's his own company. And like, I looked it up and I was like, this dude is like legit, man. He's like building boats. Like, I just think that's cool. And he said that whenever I get up to Alaska, we got to get together. We're going to get some good coffee. We're going to do a boat ride out on one of his boats. And I'm just so down with that, man, 100%. I got to get up to Alaska. Bucket list. Lord, heal my body up. I got to get to Alaska. And so, I wanted to say just, hey, if I told him about the podcast. If you're listening, brother, you know who you are. Thanks for reaching out with the encouraging email. I am glad that God is doing a transforming work in you. And I'm glad to know that you're killing the sin in your life, like Romans 8:13 tells us to do. I'm fighting to do the exact same. That's how I roll, because that's what real men do. We kill the sin in our lives. Romans 8:13 says, this is a great verse to memorize, by the way, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Makes me think of what the old Puritan preacher John Owen said. Always be killing sin, or sin will be killing you. Speaking of sin, and particularly porn, let me just say that 2021 is the perfect year for you to get serious about getting porn completely out of your life by, first of all, getting into some sort of accountability / recovery group. If there's some kind of accountability / recovery group that is offered at your local church or in your local area, then do that. Be a part of that. You need that. Maybe there's a Celebrate Recovery program in your area. If they don't have something like that in your area, then you can go to recoveredman.com, recoveredman.com, and you can get in what's called Rev Group Coaching with my good friend Matt Dobschutz, a.k.a. The Dobber. Or you could even look into X3 Pure, X, the number 3, and then pure.com, and sign up to get in one of their weekly accountability support groups. I'm part of one of those, a weekly accountability support group through X3Pure.com. And, you know, if you're going to get serious about getting porn completely out of your life in 21, and you need to be serious about that, then you also need to get Covenant Eyes Internet accountability on all your devices to protect yourself from giving in to the temptation to look at porn when you're having a weak moment. We all get tempted, and we all have weak moments. I was tempted to look at porn just this past week. I'm not kidding. Something tempting came up that made me want to go further, but or farther, whatever it is, further, farther, but because all my devices are being monitored by Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability Software, I didn't go there. And the main reason why is because I don't want my two good friends and my accountability partners who receive reports on my about my online activity from Covenant Eyes, my friend Mike Grinke, Josh Ray, I didn't want them to see that I was online looking at porn. So that's what Covenant Eyes can do for you, man. It's an incredible deterrent from sin. It helps me kill the sin in my life because, as I said, that's what real men do. They kill the sin in their life. By the way, I also keep my iPhone and my iPad locked up with a 4-digit parental passcode that I don't know. I literally have gone into the settings and I click on where it says screen time, and then I click on where it says content and privacy restrictions. And that's where I set up the 4-digit parental passcode that I don't know, which prevents me from deleting the Covenant Eyes app from my phone. Because that's what you got to do. You got to have a friend or an accountability partner or your spouse put in that 4-digit code that you don't know, so you can't delete the Covenant Eyes app. Because if you delete the Covenant Eyes app from your phone or your tablet, then you're no longer being monitored by your accountability partners. You see, it's not enough to just sign up for Covenant Eyes and install it on all of your devices. You've got to go a step further, my brothers. You got to be smarter than that. You've got to outsmart your flesh, and you've got to set up a 4-digit parental passcode that you don't know that will help you prevent yourself from being able to delete the Covenant Eyes app when you're having a weak moment, when temptation is flaring up and it's trying to suck you in. You know, Covenant Eyes, let me grab a sip of my coffee real quick. Covenant Eyes only runs like $9 per month for an individual user, just $9 per month for their family plan, where you can have multiple users with multiple separate accountability reports. It's like $15 per month. Guys, I've said it before, but that's cheaper than Netflix, and it's way better for you than Netflix. You know, don't look at Covenant Eyes as an expense. Look at it as an investment. You know, some of you guys listening, let's be honest, you tell yourself every year that you're going to get serious about getting porn out of your life, but you really aren't. You're not. You're really not serious about it. And for many years, that was me too. I did the same thing. Because listen, if you were serious, if you were dead serious about it, then you would take the necessary steps to do whatever it takes. And because you don't do whatever it takes, that's why you keep falling back into it. In essence, you love porn more than you hate it. And listen to me, you've got to get to the point where you hate it more than you love it. You've got to get dead serious about getting rid of it. You got to make some radical amputation, and you've got to cut off your unmonitored access to the internet. You've got to get accountable with all of your online activity. I mean, we've all heard it 100 times, but the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing you've always done and expect different results. And that's exactly what many of you guys have been doing, and it's never going to work out for you. You've got to take some radical action to separate from the sin and to prevent the sin from happening again in the future. Separate and prevent. You've got to take some radical action to separate and prevent. Accountability and connection with other brothers is also vital to recovery, to victory. And those two things are also highly biblical, accountability and connection. So are separation and prevention. It's all highly biblical. Let me give you some scripture to show you what I'm talking about. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other, pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Confess your sins to each other. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And then one of my favorite verses, 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. I love the end of that verse, with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart, which is saying you're not supposed to flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace by yourself. You're supposed to get connected and accountable. You need that. We can't do it by ourselves. There's no lone rangers in this Christian life. There's no army of one. You know what happens to those guys in the Christian life? They get shot and die. That's reality. Hebrews 10:25 says, don't ever stop meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another daily and all the more as you see the day approaching. Again, talking about connection and accountability, how much we've got to have it. It says don't ever stop meeting together. And I know COVID-19 pandemic has messed a lot of things up with meeting together, but it definitely hasn't messed anything up with meeting together online. You can meet online. You can get together like that. Don't use it as an excuse like, well, I can't go to an accountability or recovery group because they're not meeting physically at the church building anymore. You're just using that as an excuse. That's what you're doing. Galatians 6, 1 and 2 says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. So listen to me. Here's what I'm getting at, man. You know, Happy New Year, and don't let porn ruin it. Here's what you got to do. Number one, get connected. I'm talking about get in some kind of a small group for accountability, support, recovery. You can do it at your church or maybe another church near you, or maybe a Celebrate Recovery program, or you can go to recoveredman.com and get in Rev Group coaching, or you can go to x3groups.com and you can do it online. Number two, get Covenant Eyes Internet accountability monitoring software installed on all of your devices and get those devices locked up with a passcode that you don't know so you can't go and delete Covenant Eyes off of those devices. And then number three, another action step you can take is download the app Overcome Porn. That's the name of the app, Overcome Porn. And you can do the 40-day challenge. I've been through that myself. I've actually been through it twice. I just had a young man that I've been mentoring finish it up. And it really helped him with getting the victory over his own porn addiction. He's doing really good. He's at about 100 days of being porn free. I'm really proud of that guy. Also, when you do go to CovenantEyes.com to sign up for that, if you use the promo code, the word GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, GRIZZIN, you'll get the first month completely free. I am an affiliate with Covenant Eyes. I'm upfront about that. I do get a small kickback for each guy that signs up using that promo code. However, you also need to know that every single month, the Grizz pays out of his own pocket to have a subscription to Covenant Eyes. I wouldn't endorse it if I didn't personally believe in it and use it. And I'm not advising you guys to do anything that I myself am not doing. So, you know, porn, I was thinking just about how alluring and how easily accessible it is nowadays. And I know I'm saying what so many have said a million times. It's so alluring and it's just so easily accessible today with these devices that we're carrying around. But porn, even though it's so alluring and so easily accessible, we need to remember that it's so destructive. It's so utterly destructive. I just recently heard from a guy whom I personally know about how porn, it's just taken him farther down the rabbit hole than he ever intended to go. I mean, he said the same thing that I've heard again and again and again. He basically said, I'm paraphrasing, but what used to do it for me, what used to get me turned on, no longer does. So I started viewing more graphic and harder forms of porn, and said what it took to basically arouse him. What it took to arouse him, it escalated. That same guy also told me that he got to the point that if he doesn't look at porn and masturbate every 4 to 5 days, then he begins feeling such a strong sexual urge that he actually thinks about raping females. He's never acted on it, but those thoughts start crossing his mind. I'm not kidding. That's what he said. And some of you listening have had that same kind of urge. Those same kind of thoughts have gone through your mind. You may have never told anyone, but they have. Listen, porn takes you way farther down the rabbit hole than you ever intended to go. I had another guy that I was working with this past year, and his addiction to porn escalated so much that it ended up leading him into gay porn. I mean, he was literally looking at other men online doing homosexual things to one another, and he was getting off to it, and he got addicted to that. And he was secretly viewing that kind of stuff for years. And this, or that eventually, hang on, let me grab a sip of coffee. That eventually wasn't enough for him. And it too escalated. It always escalates, guys. And he eventually got some sort of app on his phone for gay hookups. Some of you are like, does that really exist? Oh yeah, there's all sorts of them. All sorts of hookup apps that you can get. And this is a popular one for gay hookups. And he went through with it one day. And he arranged some in-person sexual meetings with other men. And he actually did it. He actually committed in-person sexual acts with other men. And after that, the guilt and anxiety were just eating him alive. And that's when he knew that he needed serious help. And that's when he ended up reaching out to me, and he opened up about all of it. And guys, I'm just telling you, I see this sort of escalation with porn all the time, you know, to a degree, a lesser degree, but still to a degree. I experienced it myself when I was in the grips of porn addiction. I experienced escalation, that what used to turn me on or arouse me, it didn't do it for me anymore. And you start going farther and farther down that dark rabbit hole. And it scared me. Listen to me, brothers. Porn will take you farther than you ever intended to go. And it'll keep you longer than you ever intended to stay, and it will cost you more than you ever expected to pay. Let me say that again. Porn will take you farther than you ever intended to go. It'll keep you longer than you ever intended to stay, and it'll cost you more than you ever expected to pay. It causes damage, damage beyond what you can imagine. It is so utterly destructive. And the longer you keep it secret, the worse it's going to get. I speak from my own personal experience and from working with hundreds of guys. You've got to kill the sin in your life, or that sin will be killing you. That old Puritan preacher John Owens' duty was spot on. Guys, in 2021, you've got to come clean. You've got to bring it to the light. You've got to get help. Your personal purity, integrity, your character matters big time. More than anything else, more than your quote-unquote ministry, more than your job, more than your career, more than your title or your education, your integrity matters. You got to bring it to the light. You've got to bring the sin to the light. You've got to get connected. You've got to get accountable. Again, I'm talking about getting in some sort of accountability or recovery program or group. Porn addiction will not just resolve on its own, nor will it supernaturally just go away. You can't just pray a prayer for it to go away. That's not how it works. And your willpower is not going to do it. Your commitments or I'm never going to do that again. Your New Year's resolution, it's not going to work. If it was going to work, it would have already worked. You've got to take action. You got to take biblical actions. If you don't, man, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but if you don't take biblical actions, you're a spiritual wuss. You're just like the majority of dudes who are out in the world. You're a conformist. You're not a rebel. You're not a revolutionary at all. You're a spiritual weakling. You're a spiritual wuss if you don't take action. No one respects you. And if they do respect you, it's because they don't know the real you. I don't respect you. You want to know who I respect? I respect the guys who are taking action, who are fighting the fight. And even if they're stumbling along the way, I still respect them for at least trying to fight the fight. They get knocked down, they fall, they fail, but they get up, they confess it, they learn from it, they make adjustments, and they press on. Dude, that's the story of my own Christian life. There ain't no perfection here with the Grizz. All there is fight. All there is struggle. All there is failure after failure many times. But there's also get up, learn from it, make adjustments, and press on. Never quit. And never get to a point. Never been to a point where I just say, well, this is just an issue that I'm always going to have. Oh, no, dude. Never. Never do I do that. Never should you do that. Makes me think of the famous quote by Teddy Roosevelt, which I've shared on previous episodes. It's called The Man in the Arena. I keep a copy of it hanging up in my garage where my home gym is, so I can read it often. And it goes like this. It's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. I love that. Many of you listening, you love that. You've heard it so many times. Can't hear it enough, right? Dude, guys, listen to me. Porn will ruin your happy new year because porn ruins everything. That's what it does. It's chocolate covered poison. It's the bait that hides the hook, which I've talked about before here on the Grizz podcast. And if you don't know why you as a Christian man need to stay the heck away from porn and every other sexual sin, if you need some motivation with that, then you need to go back and listen to episode 11 of the Grizz podcast, where I dropped 51 reasons as to why we, you and I, my brothers, need to stay the heck away from porn and every other type of sexual sin. And then you can go listen to episode 19, where I share with you my personal purity battle plan so that you can formulate your own kind of personal purity battle plan. Now, my personal purity battle plan has changed over the years, even changed since I recorded that episode. But That one that's on episode 19, that's just a good one for you guys that have never had one and need one. This past week, I read an article that's entitled Five Simple But Essential Reasons to Stop Watching Porn Today. It's by Greg Hintz. He is an author. He's a coach. He wrote a book entitled Porn Again, Three Keys to Living Porn Free. And this article is really good. I want to share it with you guys. But let me first, I'm going to go grab a refill on my coffee. I'll be right back. By the way, I'm drinking Rove Coffee, which is the official coffee of the Grizz Podcast. If you haven't yet ordered some Rove Coffee and tried it out, guys, you need to. It is amazeballs. The two owners are members of the Grizz Tribe, my good friend Joe Shearer, and my new friend, Dustin Jackson. They're the owners. They're roasting up some incredible coffee down in the Missouri Ozarks, where I used to live. Go to rovecoffee.com, rovecoffee, R-O-V-E, coffee.com, and order a bag of fresh roasted coffee. And when you do, use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, to get 20% off your first order. You'll not only be enjoying some amazeballs coffee, but you'll also be supporting a Christian-owned business and a fellow member of the Grizz Tribe. RoveCoffee.com. Use the promo code GRIZZIN. I'll be right back. Going to get a warm-up of Rove Coffee. I'm back, but don't call it a comeback because I've been here for years, rocking my peers, leaving suckers in tears. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, like I said, this is an article by Greg Hintz that's entitled Five Simple But Essential Reasons to Stop Watching Porn Today. I'll put a link in the show notes. This is what he writes. He sat there broken and exposed like never before. I didn't think it would end like this. I didn't think it would go so far. He whispered the words through tears and gritted teeth. I had worked with people suffering from pornography addiction very closely for the past 3 years, but I hadn't seen this level of loss. A marriage destroyed, a family severed, a high-level career in shambles, a man at the brink of giving up on life. I broke the silence. What? What wouldn't go so far? Pornography. He looked me square in the eyes. Porn. Porn just grabbed a hold of me. It wouldn't let go. It consumed my life. This man's story is like many men's stories. Porn has a way of sinking its talons deep into our lives and not letting go. Many people don't think that porn will have a negative effect on their life. They don't know the full ramifications or the incredible adverse effects that continued exposure to pornography can have. That is, until it goes too far. So, whether you are just getting started or find yourself stuck in the quicksand of pornography, let me give you five straightforward but essential reasons to quit today. Number one, better relationships. Did you know that there is a 300% increase in divorce for homes where one or more people in the relationship regularly look at pornography? In Scripture, Jesus says, everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew 5:28. There is a connection with those we lust after that will get in the way of our relationship every time. Our eyes and attention are called to be in one direction, but porn has a way of diverting our attention in many different directions. Giving up porn will remove the massive barrier standing in front of our relationships and focus our attention on restoration. Number two, it will free space in your mind. Porn happens to be fantastic at forming new, long-lasting pathways in the brain. Over time, these images or videos become burned into the brain, taking up space. These memories can turn into objectification of the people you see every day, repeating these images in your mind over and over again. As these images or videos increase, so does the space that is stored up in your minds. There is an acronym often used to describe the effect that these images have on our mind and our daily interactions. It's FOE, F-O-E. It stands for fantasy, objectification, and euphoric recall. Porn will increase the amount of foes that we face each day. Quitting porn, however, will free up space in your mind that can be used for good, not objectification. Number three, better sex. Some of you are wondering why I didn't start with this one. Didn't you know that porn can cause erectile dysfunction in men? That's right. No more erections. In fact, psychiatry professor Norman Doidge reported in his book, The Brain That Changes Itself, that removal of internet pornography use reversed impotence and sexual arousal problems in his patients. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus when he said, "The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and life abundantly," John 10:10. Isn't it just like the devil to entice us to see all these sexually explicit things that we want and then have the ability to enjoy sexual activity with another stripped away? You deserve to have great sex, and that starts with taking the pornography out of your life. Number four, less stress. Watching porn has a natural way of increasing stress and releasing cortisol, a steroid hormone. Think about the stress you feel every time someone is on your computer, looking at your Netflix queue, or asking to borrow your phone. That stress would be completely lifted off by quitting porn. There will no longer be that fear or shame of, quote-unquote, being caught. I heard a saying the other day that went like this: the best gift you can give yourself is the gift of a clean conscience. How true this is. I have been on both sides of the coin. I have had that fear and stress controlling me, and I have also been on the side of a clean conscience. There is no question as to where I'd rather be. I'm grateful for less stress. Amen. And number five, last one, living in integrity. Integrity has been described as living with the lights on or acting the same in front of people as you do when no one is watching. Some would describe this as living with authenticity, being true to you. By quitting porn, many begin to live in truth and integrity. I have never found someone who said, "Watching porn is helping me become my best self." In fact, the reaction from everyone I've talked to has been quite the opposite. Pornography has caused them to live outside of their values, keeping secrets and lying to those they love the most. When you live in integrity, you are able to be the same person no matter where you find yourself. One of my favorite conversations can be found in the book Alice in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll. There's a scene where Alice is lost. She's trying to figure out where to go, but there are all of these signs pointing in different directions. As she is trying to make the right choice, the Cheshire Cat shows up. Their conversation goes like this: "Alice, would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" The Cat: "That depends a good deal on where you want to go, where you want to get to." Alice: "I don't much care where." The Cat: "Then it doesn't much matter which way you go." Alice: "So long as I get somewhere." The Cat: "Oh, you're sure to do that, if only you walk long enough." For some reading this article, you've walked long enough. This is your moment. Change is sitting right in front of you, but you will have to take the first step. You will have to make the decision of where you want to get to. Is it a life free from porn? Is it a life of honesty and integrity? Is it a life of authenticity? If so, you're in the right place. So take that first step today. Decide where you want to get to and begin your journey to a porn-free life. It's a good article, man. Some of you guys think that you can keep a lid on your sexual sin. You think that you can keep it secret. And you can't. I mean it. You can't. Eventually, it's going to come to the light. It's going to blow up on you, and it's going to affect far more than just you. You know, today, I found out that after a thorough investigation, the allegations of sexual misconduct against world-renowned evangelist, apologist, and author Ravi Zacharias are true. They're true. It's sad, man, very sad. And we need to learn from it. We need to take heed. I came across a good article about this that's entitled A Parable from the Dead. It's written by Pastor Kyle Borg, and I'll put a link in the show notes. But I want to share this article, too, about what happened with Ravi Zacharias. He says, evangelicalism received crushing confirmation last week that allegations against Ravi Zacharias had proven true. Ravi, who died in May, was a world-renowned apologist for Christianity, but his outward influence and popularity disguised a deep wickedness. Graphic as it is, it needs to be said. In his death, Ravi has been accused by several women who gave him massage therapies in spas he owned of non-consensual touch, public masturbation, sexual advances, and requests for explicit photos. The international ministry that bears his name recently reported, quote, sadly, the interim investigation update indicates this assessment of Ravi's behavior to be true, that he did engage in sexual misconduct. Maybe it's easy for the living to point the finger at the dead, but let's not make it too easy. Sadly, every situation and circumstance like this, I believe, is a parable for the church. Heinous as this revelation is, it's a tired and worn truth. Tragically, but perhaps not undeservedly, to the listening world, the word church has, at times, become almost synonymous with sexual abuse, trauma, cover-up, and grooming. Such crimes are widespread, from Roman Catholicism to confessional Presbyterianism. In other words, the sinful failings of an individual man reflect the sinful failings of many churches. Of course, every parable has a lesson. Jesus didn't speak the parables of his earthly ministry simply as some attention-grabbing illustrations, but he used them to bring people into direct confrontation with the Word of God. We too should be quick to bring the eternal truth to every exposed fact, to every discovered sin, and to every victim's tragedy. In other words, when these things become known, we need to bring ourselves face to face with God Himself. So what is the parabolic instruction? First, we need to learn that the light matters. A basic biblical truth is that God is light, 1 John 1:5. Jesus came as the light of men, John 1:4. And the Holy Spirit burns as the seven torches of fire, Revelation 4:5. As such, we are children of the light, 1 Thessalonians 5:5, because we have the light of life, John 8:12. It's a rich metaphor. Part of what it means to be in and of the light is that we have nothing to do with darkness. The church isn't a place for secrecy, cover-up, concealment, or whispers in back rooms. Rather, difficult and painful as it can be, part of our glory is to drag the things of darkness into the light. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, Ephesians 5:11. Second, we need to learn that God's impartiality matters. The Apostle Peter wrote, "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile." 1 Peter 1:17. God isn't a respecter of persons. Acts 10:34. He's not bedazzled by appearances, contagious personalities, strong ministries, gifted preaching, big budgets, or packed buildings. His justice doesn't yield to influence and popularity, and he has no qualms about shattering the idols and altars erected to those who wield them. Third, we need to learn that the mercy of God matters. The suffering and trauma of countless victims may seem to go unnoticed and unaddressed by those who should know better, but it's never unseen or ignored by God. The riches of his mercy, yes, God's riches aren't measured in gold and silver, but in mercy toward the oppressed. Psalm 9:9 says, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." Psalm 103:6, "And he rebuked kings on their account." Psalm 105:14, "God is glorified in the help and refuge he gives to the suffering." Fourth, we need to learn that the protection of the weak matters. Jesus meant no words when he said, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." Matthew 18:5 through 6. Have you ever read about the physiology of drowning? What Jesus says here isn't pleasant, but it shows how he won't long tolerate those who ruin and harm the most tender of his flock. The church should be a spiritual womb where the weakest and most vulnerable are protected and defended at all costs against the spiritually abortive practices and physical harm of abusers. In short, the church needs to be a place where the light exposes the darkness, where impartiality blinds us to earthly influence and power, where mercy is not withheld from victims, and where the weakest are protected by any and all lawful means. In death, Rabbi Zacharias bears his deserved shame. What that means, only the judge of all the earth knows, and he will do right. Genesis 18:25. But let every church and congregation take heed, unless he who holds the seven stars in his hands should remove the lampstand from its place. Powerful stuff. I hope it puts a healthy fear in you as it does me. Do I think I'm any godlier or better or, you know, less vulnerable than Rabbi Zacharias? Or, geez, I could name countless other famous evangelical leaders or even King David. No, man, we're all capable. Man, we all could go down. And we need to take heed. We need to do the things that I've talked about here in this episode. All right, a couple closing items of Grizz Biz before we wrap it up. Number one, be praying for our country and our leadership, guys. Be praying about January 6th in D.C. That's all I'm going to say about that. Number two, go sign up for Covenant Eyes. Get it installed on all your devices. Get those devices locked up with a passcode that you don't know so you can't delete Covenant Eyes. When you sign up for Covenant Eyes, use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, to get your first month completely free. Number three, I send out a weekly email to help guide, encourage, and equip Christian dudes to live manly. It's called the Weekly Growl. Issue number 17 went out today. Sign up for that at thegrizzpodcast.com, thegrizzpodcast.com, and tell a friend about it. Number four, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to this podcast and leave us a rating and review. It'll take you like 60 seconds, but it'll help us gain more exposure in internet land. You know what I'm saying? Number five, please consider becoming a monthly supporter of the Grizz Podcast by giving just $10 per month. That comes down to $2.50 per week. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. It's a legit 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and that means your monthly support is completely tax deductible. The Grizz Podcast would not exist without listeners like you who financially support this ministry. We want to produce more good quality content that helps you as a Christian man. So go to narrowtrail.com/give, narrowtrail.com/give, and you can set that up for $10 a month. I promise it's safe and secure, and you can cancel your giving at any time. Last thing, tell a friend or your men's group about the Grizz Podcast. You can use your social media outlets to tell others, and we would really appreciate that. Let me close with a word of prayer, and then we out. Heavenly Father, maker of heaven and earth, First of all, thank you for being a God of mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness. Thank you also for your word. Your word is truth, and we may not always like it, God, but we need it every single day. We need it. We need your truth. I ask that you would strengthen each and every one of the guys, myself included, who are listening to this episode. Help them to step up and help them to man up in their personal lives, in their marriages, with their children, with their ministries, with their work, with their businesses, with their friendships, even with their physical fitness. Strengthen them to kill the sin in their Christian life, to completely repent, to have no secrets, to completely separate from sin, and to do whatever it takes to prevent the sin from reoccurring. Strengthen them to get connected and accountable with other brothers who can help them as iron sharpens iron. Oh God, raise these men up to be the warriors that you intend them to be. Use them to bring the changes in this country and in this world that we desperately need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Peace out, my brothers, and thank you for listening to the Grizz Podcast, which is the fastest, the largest and fastest growing podcast among grizzly bears in North America.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.